I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about being confident of this. Taking a look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, where the Apostle Paul says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will see it through to completion. We've talked a lot lately over the last probably month, I guess, about the idea of confidence. Not confidence in ourselves, but confident in God. And the Apostle Paul is telling us, let's be confident in this. Let's put our confidence in this, that sometimes when it seems like things are struggling, they're not going our way, we're under pressure, all these types of things, that we can put our confidence in this, that he who started a good work, if God started something in your life, he initiated something, he had some step of faith for you to take in your life, he's going to sustain it. He's going to see it through to completion. And we can put our confidence in that. And remember, we've talked about confidence is that state where all the doubt is removed. All those little things that are holding us back, all those little doubts and unbelief, they're removed. And we got everything aligned going in the same direction. Nothing holding us back anymore. And putting our confidence in this, that if God started it, he's going to finish it. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to reach back. The sacrifice of Jesus was 2,000 years ago. In some Bible verses, it says that he's the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. There's purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. We're going to reach back and we're going to pull that sacrifice into this present moment right now, making it active and real and relevant and alive right now today in our lives. And it's going to change the future going forward because we're going to leave from this time today confident. There's going to be a point in time where we receive this from him. Then moving forward, we're going to put our confidence in him that what he started, he's going to finish. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And communion helps us to abide in him. The Apostle Paul says that every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is this activation of all the benefits that are found in this new covenant, that all the promises in him are yes and amen. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to stir those into our mind and our soul and our remembrance, and to combine it with something practical and physical in the cracker and juice. We're uniting our entire spirit, soul, physical body together into one and combining it together, reminding us of our common union, being unified with God, one with him today. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and reverence and respect for God, gratitude and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus, for all that God and Jesus were willing to do to give us life, to connect us back to them. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1. And the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Because when it all comes back to it in life, we have to have this eternal perspective on life with God. We've got to bring it back into today. That perspective has got to infiltrate and permeate today. We've got to walk it out today because it's always called today. We want to gain some traction in life. We got to walk it out today. So are we making today a masterpiece? And then after our time of communion lately, we've been talking about physical exercise. We've got a daily communion workout. If you'd like to get the workouts, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. If you get onto our email list there on the daily communion emails, you also have a workout that's attached to those as well. But I truly believe physical exercise is a physical expression of exercising our faith. It teaches us the principles of exercising our faith, to receive this grace by faith and to experience that grace flowing through us where God's doing the work. for us to learn how to rest and for God to do the work through us. And once we understand how to do that, it teaches us the principles of how to apply our faith into every other area of life. Plus, there's a lot of good side effects, better health, better fitness, better energy, all these types of things. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion for today. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to make the most of them today. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's talk about the other half of prayer. This is a time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? How are we going to do it? We're going to get connected to the Master. We're going to execute these four fundamentals today. Bring in the fun and the presence and the energy into today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We got some things to do today together in partnership with God. So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. It has to happen every single day. And this is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in between. To take our position in the light, it starts with humility. Humbling ourselves, willing to grow, willing to change, willing to learn, willing to repent, willing to humble ourselves underneath God, willing to humble ourselves in relationship with other people, willing to say we're sorry, to recognize when we've missed it. Because it's the humble that are given grace. It's the humble that are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive that forgiveness and grace from God. We're going to walk in forgiveness and grace with ourselves. We've got to take that pressure off of ourselves. And we're going to do the same for other people. Just like God has done for us, we're going to walk in that same grace and forgiveness and love that God has given us. We're going to take our position in love today. Kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith, I believe, and one of the easiest ways to just keep your position all day is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Take your gratitude and praise to a new level today. And when we take our position today, right now, today, we step into the light. We're stepping into Christ. And God has taken everything that he has, and he gave it all to Jesus. Everything that he wanted to give Jesus, he gave it all to him. And we get to be in him today. We can experience today his spirit and his power and his presence, his love, his peace, his joy, all the fruit of the spirit. his mind and wisdom, his health and energy and kingdom and finances and time and purpose. We become part of his family. We become his children. All in the light. It's all available right now today, accessed by faith. So first we're going to take our position in it. Then we're going to start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And as we magnify the light, it's going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? Where's our focus and attention? What are we meditating on? Think about to meditate is to repeat over and over. What are the consistent thoughts and word patterns and things you're thinking about consistently? So to magnify the light, we're all magnifying something every day, for the good or for the bad. So we might as well just start to magnify the light. How are we going to do that? We can magnify God's word. Thinking about it, talking about it, rolling it over in our minds, studying it diligently, meditating on God's unfailing love and his faithfulness and that nothing's impossible for him. To meditate on our righteousness in Christ. Got right standing with God today. He eagerly desires to help us. Can magnify and meditate on every good thing that he put within us. Got this treasure in jars of clay. And the Bible tells us to set our minds on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. Another great way to do this is just to look back. What are all the things that are going well? Look how far God has already brought us, because he who started this good work is going to bring it through to completion. He's going to see it through to completion. Just meditating on that. Look how far he's already brought you. You'll feel your faith and encouragement rise up when you look back at that. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Rather, it's choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. I always think of David and Goliath. Everybody else is magnifying the size of Goliath, the giant. But David looks the giant in the face and magnifies God as bigger than the giant. And that's the difference. Just what we choose to magnify. But God does give us the choice. He's not going to force us to do any of this. He gives us free will. We could choose to stay stuck in pride and rebellion, unforgiveness, bitterness, looking out for ourselves, magnifying the size of the issues and problems, venting, complaining, dwelling on the past, all the bad things that have happened, worrying about the future, just constantly worrying about what's coming in the future, rather than walking things out today with God. And for a lot of people, it's not that they are maybe even consciously choosing the way of darkness, but they just don't understand all that's been made available in Christ, all that he wants to do in us and through us today, this day. This is where we got to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness or we're magnifying it, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at people, to act in an unloving way, or just to withhold good things that we know to do. Because they did that to me, they said that to me, these types of things. Might be the tendency to avoid people or withdraw our presence, give them the silent treatment, just not talk to them. On the inside, you'll feel that heaviness and the weight and the pressure like it's all sitting on you. Might feel hopeless or helpless, powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big signal of this. Consistently low energy often means our positioning is off. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. Confusion about what to do when you're just constantly saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. That's a symptom of darkness. I don't know what the next step is. Well, we're with God, and he's going to see it through to completion. He knows the next step. Let's rest and trust in him. When we take our position in the light, here's what we're going to experience on the other side. Number one, there will be this rest in your soul. Stop toiling. We stop trying to figure it all out. There'll be this rest in our soul. It's like the weight and pressure just lifts off of us. And all of a sudden, you'll feel that peace and the joy and the love and his mind and wisdom. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels rise up. All just by resting in him. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it around. And one of the greatest skill sets I think we can develop is learning to recognize when I'm getting out of position or I'm magnifying the wrong things, how to turn it back around quickly. Here's the process I use. I start with humility. Father, I'm off track right now. Forgive me. I've missed it. I lost my position. I lost my focus. I'm focusing on the wrong things. Forgive me. We receive that forgiveness and grace from him. We forgive ourselves. If we need to say we're sorry to somebody else or reconcile with somebody else, we take those steps. And let me just start praising and thanking him for his grace and his goodness and his love. And immediately you'll feel that shift on the inside, like the weight and the pressure lifts off of you. You feel that lightness inside in your spirit. And you feel the peace and the joy and the love just begin to wash over you on the inside. It will just flow all of a sudden. Then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us. But we've got to stay tuned in. One of my favorite ways to do this is with a journal. I like to journal every night before bed. And I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then I'll look back and examine. Did I lose my positioning? Is there any areas I need to make some adjustments in? What was causing my buttons to get pushed today? And bringing those areas to God. Say, God, thank you that you're more than enough. Help me to reprogram these issues, because what you put in me is more than enough to handle these with peace and joy and grace and beauty. Then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? We just get still and listen for a few minutes, and whatever comes into our mind, just write it down. And then we're going to stay tuned in today as we go throughout the day. Because he may course correct us. He may teach us some things. We're going to stay plugged into him. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just take a minute or two and slow down and connect with him. Get powered up in him again. Then if you're ever unsure on something, ask him. But then we got to wait until we know. Because sometimes I learned I could get ahead of God. I was asking for things to do or which steps to take, and I wasn't sure yet. And I just started taking action on things I wasn't sure on. And I learned that I got out ahead of God many times. Waiting until you know. And so the last thing I like to do in my journal is to plan out the upcoming day with God. And I write this phrase in my journal every single night. Today, this day, I want to be doing what's right and best in God's eyes. And I want to do it with peace and joy and confidence in him. That's what I want today, because Jesus tells us to ask for what we want. That's what I want. How do I know what that is? I've learned to do this. What do I know to do? I'll begin to make up my list. What do I know needs to get done today? Sometimes we've got all this list piling up on the inside of stuff we know to do. Anything in my conscience, anything I've been procrastinating on, anything I have a leading or excitement to do. Write out the list and we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to wake up with some expectation for the day. Because I've got God with me today. I'm going to get my position, start praising and thanking him, start magnifying him, get connected to him. Then we're going to walk out that plan together with him today with full confidence in him. He's right there with us, helping us to execute this plan. And as we do this, we get that place of confidence. All those doubts are removed, and this grace is going to begin to flow through us. And God's grace is going to begin to beautify us from the inside out. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at this scripture today. Being confident of this. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, the Apostle Paul says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on until the day of Christ Jesus. Being confident of this, putting our confidence in him. that he can sustain it. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Whatever he starts in our life, he's going to sustain. He's going to carry it through. And by putting our confidence in that, we can learn to rest and trust in that. Confidence is one of the highest levels of faith and trust, I believe, where all those little doubts are removed. So we're going to take communion over this today, just as a time of gratitude in receiving this from him. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you, for the sacrifice of Jesus and all that you and Jesus were willing to do to give us life and connect us back to you. We're just so thankful for that. We're just receiving this promise from you today, Lord, that we can put our confidence in you, that you'll carry us through to completion. Whatever you started, you're going to sustain. We just thank you for that. We're asking for your help. Any of those little doubts or unbelief that are keeping us from that place of confidence, that you would help us to remove those. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. And we can put our confidence in him. That if he started it, he's going to finish it. He's going to carry it through. He's going to sustain it. We can rest in that and trust in that. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light and makes all this possible. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right. So let's walk in that place of confidence today. All those little areas where it looks like you don't have enough, doesn't look possible, seems like you're struggling in areas. Just remember. Remember. Communion is a time of remembrance. Remember this point in time today when we took communion over this. Put our confidence in this. He's going to sustain it. So let's talk about some workout stuff. So as I'm teaching workout stuff with people, often the question comes up, you know, "I can't do this. I've got this issue. I've got this injury. I'm not at that level yet. I've got a busy schedule. What do I do when my time is pressed, or I don't have the equipment," or whatever it may be, whatever excuse. My question every single time is this: what can you do? What can you do? So you say, "Well, I can't do push-ups on the floor." Okay, what can you do? Can you do push-ups on the wall? Can you do push-ups on a countertop? "I can't do push-ups because I have a broken arm." Okay, what can you do? Can you do squats? Can you do calf raises? Can you do something? Can you go for a walk? What can you do? "I'm busy. I have a busy schedule. I only have 3 minutes to work out today." Okay, what can you do in those 3 minutes? The question every single time becomes, what can you do? If you will do what you can do today, then when today comes the next day, you do what you can do today. You keep doing what you can do today, it will grow. What can you do? See, "I have an injury and I can't do this exercise." Okay, is there another one you can do? What can you do? You keep asking yourself this question: what can I do today? Because often we procrastinate and we don't take any action because I can't do this or that, or whatever it may be. And we procrastinate. We lost all these days. One day turns into 7 days, into 14 days, into 2 months, into 2 years, into 10 years. And we've lost all this time of doing what we could do. When the woman breaks the perfume on Jesus' feet, the disciples are giving her a hard time. And Jesus tells her, she did what she could do. And it's a beautiful thing for me. It's a beautiful thing. If you just show up and do what you can do, that's the answer to the question every single time, usually. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center.com.